A bill aimed at clearing up confusion around redistricting court cases is ready for a vote on the Senate floor, but there are still concerns the plan challenges the independence of the judiciary. I'm Kate Payne. Florida's process of redrawing legislative districts has undergone some big changes in the last 7 years. In 2010, voters decided redistricting shouldn't favor political parties or incumbents. When state lawmakers redrew the maps in 2012, a slew of legal challenges followed. The string of court cases made it difficult for candidates to know where the lines fell.
Now, behind closed doors, we didn't get any hearing, any recordings, any emails. It was outside of the public's eye.
That's Palm Coast Republican Senator Travis Hudson.
And I think the voters and the legislature needs a little bit more transparency so that we could be more certain on how to draw the maps going forward.
He wants the courts to act more like the legislature and keep the public in the loop.
Conduct public hearings involving proposed district configurations, record and maintain minutes of meetings on the plan if the meetings are closed to the public, provide a method for the public to submit and comment on additional maps, and offer the public an opportunity to review and comment on any map before the plan is finalized.
But Ben Wilcox of the advocacy group Common Cause Florida says there's no need for the measure.
I think it's a solution in search of a problem.
Here's some context. The relationship between the legislature and the courts is a brittle one. From time to time, what the Republican-led state house sees as good policy, the courts see as unconstitutional. Miami Democratic Senator Jose Javier Rodriguez says this bill runs afoul of the separation of powers.
It's civics 101 that, you know, we have a role and the courts have a role. And the court's role is to resolve disputes that are before them, to apply facts, apply the law to a set of facts and, you know, say what the law is and what the facts are. And our job is very different. Our job is to get in there, hash out public debates on issues that are coming up.
But Senator Hudson says the requests for more transparency in public meetings are just that, requests.
We're not requiring, we're not mandating, we're encouraging that we get all the information on any map that they may draw.
Which begs the question, what's the point? This comes at a time when lawmakers are trying to chip away at the court's powers. They want term limits for judges and the ability to overrule state Supreme Court decisions they don't like. Jose Javier Rodriguez says this plan is lawmakers stepping on judges' toes.
It just isn't appropriate, I don't think, for us to be passing something that's really has more of the flavor of, at this point, sending a message about redistricting to the courts rather than doing what we ought to.
But Republican Senator Tom Lee of Brandon believes the plan won't impede the courts.
It doesn't preclude the court from throwing out that election if they so chose at a later date.
The bill passed its final committee stop in the Senate Thursday, but skeptics are keeping their guard up at a time when lawmakers are openly trying to limit the court's powers. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.